Earth Science in English. Comprehension. Landslides, rock and debris slides. In the early 1960s, engineers built a huge new dam across a river on the north side of Monte Toc in the Italian Alps to create a reservoir for generating electricity. This dam, the Vaillant Dam, was an engineering marvel, rising 260 meters above the valley floor, a concrete wall as high as an 85-story skyscraper. But the dam side face of Monte Toc was underlined by dipping limestone beds interlayered with weak shell beds. These beds dipped parallel to the surface of the mountain and curved under the reservoir. As the reservoir filled, the flank of the mountain cracked, shook, and rumbled, and local residents began to call Monte Toc La Montagna che cammina, the mountain that walks. After several days of rain, Monte Toc began to rumble so much that on October the 9th, 1963, engineers lowered the reservoir level. They thought the wet ground might slump a little into the reservoir, but no more than that, so no one ordered the evacuation of the town of Longarone, a few kilometers down the valley. Unfortunately, the engineers underestimated the problem. At 10:30 that evening, a huge chunk of Monte Toc, 600 million tons of rock, detached from the mountain and slid downslope into the reservoir. Some debris rocketed up the opposite wall of the valley to a height of 260 meters above the original reservoir level. The displaced water of the reservoir spilled over the top of the dam and rushed down into the valley below. When the flood had passed, nothing of Longarone and its 1,500 inhabitants remained. Though the dam itself still stands, it holds back only debris, and it has never provided any electricity.